Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 16.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Carter. We'd ask all of our members and guests in the gallery to stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Carter.
Thank you. Let us pray. Fathers, we do come before your throne once again this day. As always, Lord, we want to thank you for your mercy, your goodness, and your kindness that you bestow upon us every day. We thank you for the word of God, that we can heed it and hide it in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. But Lord, today we just ask that you bless this body. We ask, Lord, that you'd help all of us as we do our jobs to search our hearts, that we'll do the right thing, not only for our communities where we come from, but for the state of North Carolina. We ask, Lord, that you bless leadership, give them the wisdom they need to guide us. And Father, we promise, as always, we're going to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory, for it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 19th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Cleveland moves the journal for February 19th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. House Bill 1024, which is the Stanley remove satellite annexation cap. The serial referral to local government is stricken, and the bill is referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 53, the serial referral to education universities is stricken, and the bill is referred to the Committee on Rules. I was about to do the introductions of bills and resolutions, but Chair will inform the body that there will be recorded votes tomorrow. There are some bills coming out of the Education Committee that I expect will be taken up in the rules later today, and members could anticipate that those bills will be on the calendar for tomorrow, and the Chair will attempt to try to take care of all of our recorded votes tomorrow, if at all possible, this week. But obviously we'll be here tomorrow and there will be a number of bills and we'll inform the body if there'll be any votes on Thursday. Of course, per the prior announcement, there are no votes today. Introductions of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Gill, Fargus, and Raymond Smith, House Bill 112, A Safe Return for In-Person Learning.
Bills refer to rules.
Representative Stevens, House Bill 113, 2021 Administrative Office of the Courts Legislative Changes.
Judiciary 1, if favorable state government, if favorable rules.
Representative Stevens and Kyle Hall, House Bill 114, Surrey Medical Ministries Foundation Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representative Potts, House Bill 115, Add Member to NC Training Standards Commission.
State government, if favorable rules.
Representatives McNeil and Hurley, House Bill 116, School Calendar Flexibility, Certain School Systems.
Education K-12, if favorable local government, if favorable rules.
Representatives Zoka, Lucas, Richardson, and Wheatley, House Bill 117, Favorable Martin Luther King Jr. Park Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Willis, Arp, and Brody, House Bill 118, Student Parents Community Rights Act.
Education K-12, if favorable, local government, if favorable rules.
Representatives Bradford, Bell, Sane, and Hollister, House Bill 119, property tax relief for COVID exit business.
Finance, if favorable rules.
Representative Hollister, House Bill 120, Sedalia Infrastructure Study Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representative Kyle Hall, House Bill 121, clarify environmental quality incentives program funding requirements.
Environment, if favorable agriculture, if favorable rules.
Representatives Warren, Adcock, Howard, and Reeves, House Bill 122, mileage per diem, state employees, legislators.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives John, Rogers, Richardson, and Abe Jones, House Bill 123, misdemeanors, mandate first appearances.
Judiciary 3, if favorable rules.
Representatives Bachman, Lucas, and Hawkins, House Bill 124, teacher diversity program evaluation division study.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Humphrey, House Bill 125, school calendar flexibility, Lenoir County.
Local government, if favorable, education K-12, if favorable rules. Members, if the chair could have the body's attention for a moment. I did want to call attention to the passing of a longtime public servant and state employee. That, of course, was Beverly Adams, who was the long-serving General Assembly staff member. She was worked in the Legislative Service Officer. Many of you knew her, and she just passed here the last few days. And so when we adjourn today, we will adjourn in her memory. And just wanted to advise members of that, make sure you were aware of Ms. Adams' passing. She was someone very kind to everyone and did a great job for the people of this state. Notices and announcements. What purpose does the gentleman from Chowan, Representative Goodwin, rise?
Well, I see the real speakers here today.
Absolutely.
In room 1228, as soon as we recess, Homeland Security and Military and Veterans Affairs, we're going to have a brief, quick meeting.
Representative Dixon wanted to know where that Chowan County was. For what purpose, the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, rise.
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
The House Republican Caucus will meet tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. in room 643.
Thank you. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene February 24th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1, and in honor and memory of Beverly Beeman Adams, long-serving General Assembly staff member and dedicated public servant.
Representative Cleveland moves, seconded by Representative Bowles, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 24th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, and in honor and in memory of Beverly Beeman Adams, long-serving General Assembly staff member and dedicated public servant. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Clarification for the record, House Bill 53, which is short title, Education Changes for Military Connected Students. The SEER referral to the Education Universities Committee was stricken, and the SEER referral to Rules remains. That bill remains in the Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee. Further clarification for the record, House Bill 24, short title, Stanley Removed Satellite Annexation Cap. The SEER referral to local government was stricken. The SEER referral to Rules remains, and the bill also remains in the Committee on Finance. Representative Davis is recognized to send forth the Judiciary 1 Committee Report, House Bill 67, GCS Technical Corrections, 2021, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 67 will be reported favorably and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Torbett and Blackwell are recognized to send forth the Education K-12 Committee Report, House Bill 78, Report on K through 12 Computer Science Data. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 78 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 79, Student Digital Learning Access. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original report, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute to House Bill 79 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. And House Bill 82, Summer Learning Choice for North Carolina Families. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute, the serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House is stricken, and the committee substitute for House Bill 82 is re-referred to the Committee on Pensions and Retirement, and a serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House is added. Representative Hannig and Watford to recognize and send forth the Local Government Committee report. House Bill 7, Protect City Employees from Retaliation. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 7 will be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary 1. Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White are recognized to send forth the Health Committee report. House Bill 91, Reduced Regulation to Help Children with Autism. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 91 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. And Representative McNeil is recognized to send forth the Pensions and Retirement Committee report. House Bill 82, Summer Learning Choice for NC Families. Favorable committee sub number 2, unfavorable committee sub number 1, and re-referred. Committee substitute number 1 will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 82 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Destin Hall, Chairman of the Rules, Calendar, and Operations Committee, is recognized to send forth a committee report. House Bill 78, Report on K through 12 Computer Science Data, favorable. House Bill 78 being reported favorably will be calendared pursuant to Rule 36B for February 24th. House Bill 79, Student Digital Learning Access, favorable. House Bill 79, calendar 36B for February 24th, and House Bill 82, Summer Learning Choice for NC Families, favorable. House Bill 82, calendar 36B for February 24th.